welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what is most obviously very crucially important. Today on This Is Important...
I feel like people in Montana still wear a lot of cologne.
The rhythm of the feet on a marathon run and the rhythm of the beat in your dirt circle, it's the same thing.
If you stink like shit and you're kissing babies, like, get off my kid, dude.
String cheese incident is pretty dang good.
Let's go.
Is that like printed or did they like make that cool ass old English letter? Did they draw that?
That's old lady handwriting. Our realtor's 70. Yeah.
Bro, no, that's solid.
Old lady handwriting. I mean, that is a lost art. Mm-hmm. I could not do that.
For real. My grandma used to write so well.
And then what happened? What happened to your grandma?
Oh, she passed. She passed away because she got old.
And you begin to lose your hands. Mm-hmm.
I remember in fourth grade, my teacher was like, straight up, you don't write anything. You can't write.
Oh, they told you personally.
Yeah, they were like, you suck at cursive. Mm-hmm. Don't even attempt to do it because that's how bad you are. You're just going to be typing everything in the future anyways. Don't even try to.
They said that to you? They said, don't try. You're going to be typing in the future?
Yeah, because I was so bad at it that they were like, you know what? Nah, you good. Don't even do it.
Whoa.
Damn.
Wow.
And then that's why I can't even read. I find old notebooks with like, you know, notes or whatever I've written to myself.
Right.
Funny, super funny bits that I can't even read. I'm like, I guess this is something hilarious.
You ever like, not that this is something I do often, but I feel like I've done it, sit down and like try and write cursive, like the entire alphabet.
Totally.
It's impossible. I forgot.
Like, what is a capital D? Capital D, what does that look like?
It looks like a regular capital D, but it's just got a little hat on it.
Well, it's got squiggles on it.
I feel like I always do the G. Then what's the G?
The G is very weird.
The G does up, circle, over, point, down, half circle, and over.
It looks like a harp.
It looks exactly like a harp.
Oh, that's tight.
The only time I write in cursive, when I'm signing a check. That's the only time I, because I'm like,
get on.
I mean, it's like to the water company or something, but.
Still sick. Get them.
Yeah, get them. Pay your bills, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sign checks.
That's what's up, baby. My boy's signing checks.
On time.
With like a feather. You have like a feather quill.
My Mont Blanc pin.
Yeah, you're sealing the envelope with a freaking piece of wax.
What a weird thing to, you know, like when people get money, I think they collect weird things, but collecting expensive pens seems like the weirdest, one of the weirdest ways to blow your money.
It's such a move, though, to be like, excuse me, before you sign that, let me just show you my $10,000 pen. Use this instead. And you go, wow, that person's a total dick.
I'm not into expensive pens, but I am into homemade pens, like out of wood and stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course. We're all thinking about homemade pens. Yeah. What are you talking about?
No, like, you know, people like roll their own wood and put the pen in there. And it's,
you know how people do that.
Well, I got a friend who does that, and he's given me, like, you know, multiple pens over the years.
Right.
And I really cherish them. Uh-huh. I cherish them so much. Like,
yo. You are insane.
Why? Because I have a friend with a cool hobby?
Homemade pens.
Wait, so this is like a blunt pen? Like he rolls up, but instead of weed, there's a big pen in the middle?
Well, it's like woodworking. You turn your pen. You know, you got the thing and you turn the wood and make the shape. And you got like the different types of wood, like the snake wood or the freaking birch or whatever you're doing. And he gives it to me.
Hey, Kyle. I know these guys are shitting on you. I think it's cool that you have a friend that has a hobby, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have not shat.
No, there's tons of shat coming from your direction,
I have
Blake.
Not
you're
shat
over there.
You,
you're
sir.
Spreading the cheeks. You're spraying the shat.
There is no shat from me, sir.
Thank you for saying sir. That's respectful.
I mean, I'm just saying that's, to me, way better even conceptually than a $10,000 pen.
Well, you are a man of the earth.
Well, you know that the $10,000 pen... Someone also had to construct that.
Also handmade and probably made of like expensive shit and probably really good at what they do.
Good at releasing the ink.
Yeah. I bet there's like a cool ass pen that's made out of like moon rock or something and I'm down.
Dude, the space pen. You can write upside down. You know about the space pen?
There's a space pen. Yes.
Dude, I remember the Christmas when both my grandpa and my dad got that in their stocking.
Space pens?
Yeah.
Flex.
So dope.
Damn, your family's hella rich, bro.
And we're talking moon rock as in ecstasy, correct, Molly?
Yes, I'm talking a pen that you lick the tip.
Oh my God, moon rock.
You just suck on it.
You suck on the pen, you chew. Hey, why is Blake chewing on his pencil in class? You know why.
Oh my God.
But then you just start giving your buddies back massages.
I mean, that was par for the course, though.
Yeah, you guys.
Molly is the weirdest drug because there's a period of my life in my mid-20s when a lot of my friends down here in Orange County were deep into Molly. And I'd come down and they'd just be like, we're all doing Molly tonight. And I'd like have a show or whatever and then come over to their house afterwards. And then would see them already just hopped up on this stuff.
Gaking.
And it's the weirdest drug because it's just like, you're just like, dude, put your nipples in the freezer for a minute. Mm. It feels so good. And you're like, no, you look like a fucking asshole. And then you do it and you're like, he's right.
Okay, he had a point.
Damn good.
He did have a point. I should freeze my nipples.
Yeah.
My nipples are way too hot.
The one and only time I did moon rock was when we rented that house in Newport, Adam.
Hello.
Oh, I remember that. The sand between our toes. All the granulars of the sand.
The night was so fantastic.
Was this just a getaway with you guys?
Yeah, we...
Yeah, was this a two-man ditty? What the fuck?
Well...
Yeah, just me and Kyle rented a place. Fucked for a week.
Took ecstasy.
Right, right.
No, it was over 4th of July, so we rented a place down there and then just...
It was when we did like the huge season of Workaholics and we had 1 week off in between writing and shooting and we just like... Went down there and fucked and, like, did moon rock and, like...
Let's spread the rumor that we fucked a lot.
Yeah, well, we...
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, rumor. Rumor? Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Guys.
Ooh, Randy.
You may have heard, but there is a huge new addition to the show.
Let's hear it again for the fans at home.
Oh, yeah, what do we got?
Yeah, baby!
There it is.
And maybe a little...
Alrighty then.
Oh, wow.
Folks, we have upgraded the sound system. We have entered the soundboard realm. So,
I'm so glad you did it. I've been a little busy, but kudos, my friend.
Yeah, I don't have much to do, and there are only two sounds, so...
Yeah, baby!
I legit thought it was your impression of Austin Powers the first time I heard it.
He's that good.
Yeah, well... I guess I could just go, yeah, baby, after things you say in it.
Was that the soundboard? Was that the soundboard or was that you?
Hello.
Yeah, baby. God, what an awesome movie. What like a truly incredible, iconic movie.
Relentless comedy hitting you over the head and on the butt cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly. Even the jokes that weren't that good, it was too late because you were already laughing at the next joke. You know what I mean?
On to the next one.
Yeah, it was crazy. And not to mention, Mr. Myers played several iconic characters in that film.
So tight.
My goodness.
And Beyonce was in the third one. I kind of forgot about that. I saw that on TV the other day.
Foxy Cleopatra.
I love that that's where you went. You're like, and Beyonce is in the third one?
Well, you forget because the Austin Powers movies seem like... 30 years ago. They seem forever ago.
They were 20 years ago.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, it's crazy that Beyonce's been famous for that long because she's still so famous.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. We were introduced via Destiny's Child, which check out Writings on the Wall. What an album.
Oh, yeah.
I used to sneak that out of my sister's room and just bump that shit.
For real.
I was a TLC boy, honestly.
For sure.
That was a little before.
Was it?
Yeah.
Were you crazy, sexy, or cool?
Crazy, sexy, cool. I used to wonder that, too. Who was crazy, who was sexy, who was cool?
Well, we know, but as far as you guys go, guys, welcome to This Is Important. My question today is, are you crazy, sexy, or cool?
Mm. Oh, dog. I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are crazy.
Yeah, I'm full-blown crazy. Therapist for 7 years, battling off demons.
Yeah.
Crazy was definitely left eye, correct? Because she was kind of like...
Yes.
Psycho, burned her dude's house down, which was sick.
And cool was T-Boz, and sexy was...
Wasn't her name Chili? Chili was sexy.
Yeah, I think you're cool, Blake. I think that's what you are, dog.
Yeah, you're T-Boz for sure.
Thank you.
Chili. Oh my God.
And Durs, are you sexy? What are you?
Durs is sexy. I see his love on Instagram. Chicks want to see this dude, and dudes want to see this dude.
I get a lot of dudes.
How come you haven't done any hardcore sex scenes?
Haven't I?
In a movie.
He kind of has. He kind of had hot sauce up his butt.
Oh, that's right.
Butt rammed by a thing of hot sauce.
Yeah, I remember that. I liked that scene. Thought it was really good.
God, that movie. How about a movie that, like, you know, and I'm biased, but like that movie was super duper funny.
Yeah, very funny movie.
And nobody saw it. Guys, if you're listening, go watch Top 5. Cedric the Entertainer fucking rips it.
Oh, yeah.
That movie was so dope. Such a great story, too.
And Chris Rock wrote it and directed it, correct?
Yeah.
And I would say that was his best performance because he was able to, I mean, he was playing a stand-up comedian, right? Or an actor?
He was playing a version of himself, kind of like a very funny stand-up who transitioned into being like a movie star that makes like dumb movies, mm-hmm. like big broad comedies. And then he had tried to do like this slave movie where he like went too real and everyone was like, you are bad at acting. And he was like drinking because of that.
That's right.
But like, honestly, him working against me also elevated him to
baby.
Heights no one has seen.
Alrighty then.
In that movie, isn't he like afraid to go back on the stage because he stopped drinking? And then
he's afraid that he won't be as funny, yeah, or something to that effect.
Yeah, he's afraid that he lost his sauce because he quit drinking in the process of the film.
Right.
And that's probably why it was rejected, because I don't want to watch that kind of shit, man. I don't want to have to look my demons in the face, dog.
There it is, yeah.
That shit was cool. That was great.
Alrighty then.
Demons! What other fuck scenes have I done? I've done some. I feel like workaholics have me naked quite a bit.
Well, we talked about when you got tongued by the dog and the bum.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're still reeling from that.
That's pretty hardcore.
Which I'm kind of bummed. Isn't like Skinamax and like all that like late night softcore porno stuff, that's gone now, right?
Yeah, it's called TikTok now. You can find it on your phone.
Okay.
Now it's just an Instagram account.
How weird is it, though, that TikTok is like, they're like, it's super popular. I'm like, but really, isn't it just like teenagers dancing way too wild in bikinis for like the world to see? It's fucking crazy.
Watch it with that soundboard, bud.
I think it's a mix of all things. Like, there's definitely like some,
but the ones that go viral,
sure. I mean, no matter what, like good looking people are going to rule whatever app comes out.
Titties find a way is what everyone has always said.
Titties and abs, they will find a way.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of feels like sometimes when you have like old people trying to decipher TikTok, it's like cavemen with fire. Like, what is this?
Whoops, I liked it by accident.
Well, we found out before that Blake has a TikTok. We got a, Blake, you want to put your TikTok on blast?
Yeah, baby.
I can't. I officially can't, man. It's not ready to be public.
What do you mean you have one? Is it just for trolling or something? Or what are you doing with it?
Do you get on? Do you make little TikToks?
Oh, no. He's a spy. He just watches for sure. This dude's a lurker.
This guy's a creep, dude. Alrighty then.
Yeah, for real. You're just trolling other people, so you have an account?
Bro, you got to stay plugged in, guys. Come on. As soon as you dip out, the train leaves the station. Come on.
Wait a second. Did you guys see the other day? I think it was like House of Highlights or somebody put out this video of this smoking hot high school dude that was in like football pads playing the national anthem and just ripping it. And then they like took it down for some reason.
Wait, on plane? Like guitar? What do you mean?
Yeah, so he was playing like the national anthem before the football game.
Okay.
Like Hendrix style?
But he played on the team, so he was in his pads, but also just looked like Jordan Catalano from My So-Called Life. And I was like,
damn,
hello.
Damn, don't know who that is, but sounds
deep
hot.
Deep cut.
Was that Jared Leto?
It's Jared Leto.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and now you got me.
I know who
just
that is.
Joker.
But like young Jared Leto. And then they took it down.
Wait, why did they take it down?
Because he was too hot, I think, is what happened.
Yeah. Alrighty then. So this guy was too hot for TikTok?
No. It was on House of Highlights.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, this kid is running it. Like, probably fucking all his teachers across the board.
Okay, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, baby.
I will say though, House of Highlights, they pull vids off. They like clear their timeline. So I don't know if he got busted for being too hot or if it was just House of Highlights being like
doing a little house cleaning.
Right.
That doesn't need to live here.
Yeah, I'm also always getting busted for being just too hot.
They're pulling you down.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I take videos down sometimes, is I'm just too hot.
You don't like the reaction?
Yeah, baby.
The sizzle.
I just don't want to see people in the comments just saying how fucking hot I am.
Yeah,
sometimes just juice isn't worth the squeeze in terms of that. It's like, come on, I know.
Right.
Yeah, there's too much juice.
So your parents have to read these comments about what these people are going to do to your body.
Parents just had a COVID scare.
Whoa, not too surprising. They've been partying, right?
Mm-hmm. No, they say they're not. But then I'll like call them and they're out at like a bar in like the Ozarks surrounded by people. And I'm like, and my mom's like, she's caught red-handed, but also didn't have to answer the phone.
Right. She feels guilty. She's trying to cover.
She'll answer and she's like, I haven't been around anybody. This is the first time I've been around anyone. And we're back in a corner. And meanwhile, I see like eight people pass just sneezing.
Right.
Just sneezing and...
Oh, this is a FaceTime?
Yeah, this is a FaceTime. I always FaceTime.
Like, Penny, can I finish your Jell-O shot? Is that cool?
Yeah, hey, does anyone want to lick this out of my belly button? Penny finished half of it.
I gotta go.
And she's like, no one has, we've been great. But my cousin she passes the phone to everybody, passes it to my cousin. I talk with him for a little bit, and there's like 10 family members there. And she's like, it's just family and the 400 people that are at this bar.
Right.
I talk with my cousin for a bit. He hands back the phone. The next day, my cousin can't taste or smell anything. He got the vid.
Right.
Whoa.
Ooh.
He's got the vid.
By the way, just passing your phone around a table.
Bad news.
Already.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
You talk into a phone. So then you get that talk juice on your finger palms and touch your lip mouth with your mouth juices.
But this is, yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. They all got tested. No one got COVID from my cousin.
Alrighty then.
Guess what that means?
What?
They're going out tonight.
You can't even catch it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, baby. Allegedly, all the news is wrong.
What is the story with Sturgis? Because I read like right out of the gate that they were like, Sturgis motorcycle rally in South Dakota linked to over 200,000 cases across America.
Yeah, it's like 250,000 cases.
Oh, because everybody rode in, got COVID, then went back. That's a hell of a story right there.
Obviously, it's the dumbest idea.
The math is hard to track because for sure people passed their COVID around at Sturgis. Then they went home and infected three or four people, and then those people infected people. So they're doing the math and then scaling it out as if everyone affected everybody else. And I'm sure it did to a point, but it's so hard to tell that that's the actual number.
Yes, you know? Based on assumptions.
Of course. Yeah.
You can't get anything real when it's based on assumptions.
Can I assume something? I assume if you go to a motorcycle rally with 100,000 people, you're catching the vid.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something right now. You're lucky if that's all you catch, okay?
Ooh, baby. Them dirty
Those
dogs.
Dirty bikers, my God.
I'm just trying to catch feelings.
Oh, man. I believe that.
If I was there, I would have worn a shirt, the shirts that say, like, if you can read this, my bitch fell off. It was like, if you can read this, you caught COVID.
That's a great shirt.
That is a great shirt. They need to run that.
You should have been there selling that shit. You would have made a mint. Dude.
Damn, an official Harley collab. That'd be sick.
You could probably get that done right now and make a bunch of dough.
I'm so tired, though. I can't.
If you can read this, you got COVID. Like, that's a great T-shirt.
Thank you.
You got the vid.
Genius. Fucking genius, bro.
Fucking genius, bro.
That would sell.
By the way, you know that like the original, if you can read this, the bitch fell off T-shirt was like a dude who got his heart broken because like his girl left him and he was like, whatever, I'm going to make a shirt that says the bitch fell off. Nobody can hurt my feelings ever again.
Or his homie gave it to him as something to help him cope because he would stop crying.
Right. He's like, you fuck her, man. She's a bitch. And now they're back together. And she's like, what is this, a shirt? I found this shirt. Who's the bitch? And then she left again.
It was about, don't you remember when you fell off? That was crazy, right?
Oh, so I am the bitch. She wrung his neck.
Oh, yeah. He's in the doghouse, believe it or not.
Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man, Blake.
Oh, my God.
What? Start quoting?
That's Vaya con Dios, isn't it?
Just go.
Yeah. How did it affect? One of the greatest movies of all time. Are you kidding me?
That movie's so good.
Who's in that movie?
Mickey Rourke and Don Johnson.
Yeah.
And Daniel Baldwin.
Daniel Baldwin, is he the hottest Baldwin?
No. No.
No.
Steven.
No.
Steven.
Alex.
Steven.
Steven. No, wait, no. Sorry. No, is it? Who's Billy Baldwin? Billy Baldwin from Backdraft is the hot one.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He's very hot.
Correct?
That Baldwin family, there's a lot of hunky dudes.
There's a lot of wind in those balls, I'll tell you.
Is Stephen Baldwin Biodome?
Yes, that is Biodome.
Correct.
Yeah, he's hot as shit, too. I find him.
No one's saying he's not.
I find comedians hot. You know, but that's, I guess it might not be what we're talking about.
That's true. And he had sick style in that movie. He had those little braids. That was so sick. Very influential.
Were they braids or white people dreads with like the egg yolk in them?
I recall them being little like rubber band like braids. I don't think he had the dreads.
Rubber braid.
Alrighty then.
Thank God you got that soundboard.
I'm telling you, it's only going to grow. So excited.
Well, I hope so, because right now those two are starting to wear out their welcome.
Wait, there is one other one.
Alrighty then.
Right. Yeah, we know. We've got them memorized now.
That's I said, those two.
Yeah.
Different read.
Oh, okay.
Come on, there's
Alrighty then.
And then a
Alrighty then.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That one fits in the convo a little better.
Alrighty then.
See, was that you or the board? I'm having trouble.
If they made an Ace Ventura 3 today, would it be off the chain?
Wow, great.
No.
Like, what would the plot be?
No.
Dude, what? Are you kidding me?
No, it would not be great. It'd be like Dumb and Dumber 2. That was one of the saddest films I've ever seen.
Oh, I never saw that.
It was incredibly heartbreaking to watch the grown men.
But wait. Are you talking about 2 or are you talking about...
I'm talking about the one they just did.
2, T-O-O.
Right, but Dumb and Dumberer is the second one.
But that's the one with the prequel, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Dumb and Dumber 2, T-O.
Never saw it.
I didn't see it either.
It's the saddest fucking thing ever because it's just like...
It's just heartbreaking. Just a really deep story.
It just doesn't work, man. It's like these guys...
What happens?
Yeah, do they die?
No, they just like lean into it. It's just the performance is sad. The fact that it was made is super sad. It's a cash grab. They're super aware.
The performances are too good and
no,
it's almost...
No, they're bad. The movie is very bad. Like one of the worst films ever made.
Bad, like Michael Jackson bad? Like, damn, that's bad.
Tell us how you really feel.
All righty then.
I'll wear it on my sleeve, you know what I mean? It's
damn.
Are you going to get that tattooed on your sleeve? Like your dope ass tattoos.
Oh, bro, right here. If you could see right now.
They can't. It's an audio media.
So for those of you at home who can't see, Kyle has a junkyard of words tattooed on his back and shoulder. The likes of, name two words. Name the two best.
Hummus.
Yeah,
humans.
I got Jillian and Essential.
And is Essential spelled correctly?
You tell me, man. I can't look at this thing.
Yeah, so he wrote a bunch of sentences down, and then like that meant something to him, and then put it on his back, and had the tattoo artist jumble up the words and put it on his back.
Wasn't really an artist; it was just a friend.
Yeah, it was a buddy who I gripped with,
sure.
Who got a tattoo gun, and he wanted to practice, and so I was like, "What's the harm in doing words? Just write words on my shoulder."
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what it is. Just a.
Do you have the original sentences?
No.
You forgot. Ooh. You completely forgot all the sentences. Or do you remember some of them, or for the most part?
No, I don't care to know what they were. I don't think that's not the point of it. I mean, it's like it was a moment thing. It was like, also, I lost them, and I was very sad when I lost them. But I have to own it now because there's no way I can go back and find them. So it's just like, it's part of the art.
Yeah, you're like, no, it's a moment thing. You for sure wish you could remember them.
Why don't you write all the words down, have someone read them aloud to you, write them down, and then try to mix them back together from memory to maybe what those sentences might have been?
It just doesn't interest me.
I think it doesn't interest me either. I think it's boring as well.
Yeah, it just is what it is. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean,
it's just a bunch of random words on my back right shoulder, and that's where it kind of stops.
I don't know if it's random. I think you're scared to know what you wrote down.
No, I remember what it was. I mean, I have like the word insane. I have like the word beer. I have like the word mom, dad.
Insane mom beer?
I want to know what beer is.
Why are you picking insane beer and mom together?
Humans, real, I, past, NWO.
Hey, shout out.
Hate.
Kyle, do you have any other tattoos besides the words on your back? Do you have any like real?
The 13-year-old emo prison tat.
What is that?
Well, you weren't 13. You were like 27.
I know, but that's what somebody called it once, and it was the funniest thing.
Yeah, that's funny.
I have...
Adam is frozen in the funniest way right now.
Oh, I thought he was making that face.
Oh, I gotta take a picture of this.
I thought he was making that face and held it because he was so astonished.
Fuck.
He is all the way, eyebrows all the way up, touching his hair like wide-eyed at Kyle's explanation here.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Wait, Kyle, so what is this? What is this tattoo? The other one?
The other tattoo is a Japanese character that just means go beyond.
That's correct.
Oh, you think it means that?
Well, right. I've had multiple people on sets tell me that it's upside down, it's sideways. Somebody actually told me it means golden showers.
Huh. Well, who are these people? These are just fucking honkies that made the same joke as me and then fucking...
They're just people on sets that claim they know Japanese. So, yes. And so it's like, all right.
Oh, that means golden shower,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, exactly.
All righty then.
You got to get one of these boards, bro.
I got it in Huntington when I was 18 years old.
Is that still a thing? Because that was a hot trend for a minute to get a little Japanese... like word in Japanese
or Chinese.
Was it? I thought it was. What language is yours?
Well, I mean, me?
He has no idea.
Japanese.
Okay.
Well, this is what I pulled it out of a book and it said it was Japanese.
Sure.
Right.
Well, it would be what? Mandarin?
Well, that's Chinese.
No, it'd be Japanese. Motherfucker.
Yeah, it's Japanese.
No, I was talking about if it was Chinese. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Cantonese or Mandarin.
Yeah.
It's all Greek to me. Is that funny?
Yeah, but I rolled to the tattoo shop like I didn't even know what I was going to get. I was just moved out of my house and moved to Newport and got on the bus and was like, I'm going to go get a tattoo. That's just what's going to happen today.
I'm going to go beyond.
It was either that or getting a Prince Edward or whatever the fuck it is when you get a thing through the end of your dick. Prince Albert?
Prince Albert.
I really wish Kyle would have gotten a weird piercing.
I used to have my lip and my ears and all that. Like I had.
Oh, I don't remember you having a pierced lip. When did you have that?
Yeah, I did my lip when I worked at Vans in Newport Beach. Like
that's par for the course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing back then, the lip pierce. Who was that? Blink started that?
Well, Tom DeLonge had a pierced lip for a while.
Yeah, it looked good. I really liked it.
Right, right.
Yeah, I really wanted one too, but...
Never too late.
I never... I didn't want the hole there.
You get the zit for life kind of thing, it looks like. Is that a zit? Oh, no.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what this is.
Probably.
Oh, no.
Huh.
It's a mistake.
I also do remember you, Kyle, piercing your nipple, right?
No, I did not pierce my nipple. That was Justin did that. That was when we would like get wasted and pierce everything ourselves. Like that was the whole...
And you never did your cockhead. Damn.
I never did my cockhead, no. But it was like a weird, like, I remember I would have girls pierce my ears or my lip.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Baby.
It was like a strange, like, I dare you to do this.
That was your move. You're getting the alt chicks. You're like, babe.
Would you like to pierce me?
Yeah, look how tough I am. Look, put a needle through me. Yeah.
Yeah, hurt me.
What do you mean how tough you are? It was more like... My body is yours.
Yeah, right, dude.
Whatever you want to do, I am yours.
You can do whatever you want to me.
And they were like, look at this fucking dumbass. I'm just going to fuck around today.
Yeah.
Not call him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably what they were thinking. Like,
And Durs and Blake don't have any tattoos, correct?
No tats, no piercings.
No. Almost got. I was planning on getting one by senior year, I was going to get like the Wisconsin tattoo on my body if I was still on the swim team. didn't work out. Best thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, damn.
Kicked off, yeah.
Yeah.
I got the nautical star because I am punk rock for life.
And you're quite the nautical man now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the only one that you have is the nautical star? Is that it?
Yeah.
That's tight. Mm-hmm. So tight. It's like red and black, right? You got color on it, right?
Red and blue.
Red and blue. Yeah, dude.
I want you to have that like piccolo playing dude with like the hair, the like dancing.
Oh, shit. I know that fool's name too. He's like the Burning Man insignia.
It's another band. It's like some fucking jam band's insignia.
Yeah, he's like the little
fish.
It's like, it's either like fish or some, it's like who Grant Smith is all about.
Oh, Widespread.
Oh.
Widespread Panic.
Widespread Panic, String Cheese Incident.
One of those.
String Cheese Incident.
String Cheese Incident is pretty dang good.
String cheese snack food is pretty damn good. I was like that.
I just did that for the opening. I wanted somebody to pull that clip.
Yeah, string cheese is pretty dang good.
Alrighty then.
Grant Smith, who was our DP on 6 of the 7 seasons of Workaholics and who kind of came up with us filming internet videos and stuff for us, and then we sort of grew up together as far as that stuff goes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we went to his birthday party 1 year at the Wiltern, and I think we saw a String Cheese Incident.
That would have been Widespread Panic.
Widespread Panic, okay.
Yeah.
And I remember going there. I mean, I don't mean to shit on these type of bands. It's just not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was there because, you know, it's Grant's birthday. It's a fun thing to do. And I remember seeing two people meet for the first time. They were both fucked up on drugs, and he was carrying 2 beers, and he bumps into her, and he spills his whole beer on this girl. And this girl's, like, mad. I clock that. A half hour later, I see them, like, just grinding on each other.
Ooh.
Half hour after that, I clock them fully making out. He has his hands down her pants.
Ooh. Yeah,
at
baby!
At the end of the show, I caught them. They're full-on fighting as if they've been a couple for 3 years, and this is, like, the blowout that ends it all. And then I saw him, the guy, as I'm walking, leaving to, go to our car. I saw him crying in the parking lot.
Aww.
And I'm like, that's why people like those jam bands. It's because it's a immersive experience. You can live a lifetime in 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah, also the shows last a long-ass time, too.
Yeah, God, jam bands are kind of like, I don't know why people are so diehard about them. It is interesting how they just attract, like...
You know what it is? It's an excuse to...
It's drugs.
...do drugs and get fucked up.
Oh, right.
That's everything.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's why I'm trying to get into, like, fishing. I'm like, you know what? That'll be a good excuse to just drink with my buddies on a boat.
Yeah, baby.
And that's why people, when they get older, they're like, yeah, maybe I'm deep into golf, because then they get to take 3 hours once or twice a week to be like, honey, I'm playing golf with the guys.
You're drunk. Guys, the name of the thing, by the way, is called Cocopelli.
Yes, it's like a Native American symbol.
Right, it's been co-opted by honkies.
We did it again.
Oh, righty
then. Gosh, we suck, man.
Sorry. I'm going to slap that on my car.
Yeah, the worst.
But who was the dude who the homie drew, like, initially? I want to know who was the guy rocking out on that flute where the guy was like, I'm about to draw the homie Coco real quick.
He's like, wait, stay right there. Yeah. I must paint you.
Well, it was on cave paintings. I'm looking at this, and it says it was on cave paintings, 750 to 850.
Wow.
Damn. Jam bands have been around that long?
They've been jamming for that long.
Back in the day, imagine how long the concerts were back then when they didn't even really know time, and they were just, like, jamming.
That drum beat didn't stop.
Yeah.
Like, that was probably fucking week-long concerts.
Welcome to This Is Important. How long were drum beats?
Alrighty then.
Heck along.
The everlasting drum beat, it still continues to this day. It's right here, brother, in the heart.
Kyle, you've been to the Venice Beach drum circle. This is a world-famous drum circle that happens like every Sunday in Venice Beach.
Yeah, I've been down there.
And it's like hundreds of people, bonfires, and drums. What goes down there?
Dude, it's just a lot of... trying to keep the rhythm and a lot of people trying to stand out amongst the rhythm. And you're like, that's kind of just fucking it up.
Right.
But like, come on. But it is kind of cool when everybody's like going and It's the same reason, like, you know, jamming is fun.
Wait. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you play an instrument, but...
I think we... Did Emma and I...
Yeah, I saw your wife there once.
Wait, did 10 years ago, Emma and I were, like, training for a marathon on the boardwalk?
Yeah.
And we were like, well, this is fucking insane and dirty. And you came out and you were like, dude, right?
Totally.
Am I crazy?
Totally. Because me and Marissa, my wife, were down in Venice staying at a hotel. And we were like, let's go to the fucking drum circle and just, like, hang out.
Because you hear it for, like, miles, yeah.
Yeah, and she had never been, and I had never been at that point, so we were like, let's go, and we were, like, just in it and, like, trying to get to the heart of it, and people were passing us drums, and we're like, oh, and, like, it was just, like, so cool.
Hopefully they're passing some joints.
I think, yeah, passing joints, passing blunts, getting just feeling it.
Yeah, baby!
And then we walk out, and then there's, it was you or just your wife, but it was like, hey, Kyle! And I'm like, oh, this could not be more opposite. You guys had your camelbacks on and you're like training for a marathon. And I'm like, I'm so stoned and just like,
yeah,
coming out of the circle.
Yeah, they're out there being athletes, and you and Marissa have like dirt in your hair, braiding each other, cut mud all over your crotches.
Yeah. Yep.
Just being one with nature.
That's it.
Kyle, deep down though, the rhythm of the feet on a marathon run and the rhythm of the beat in your dirt circle, it's the same thing.
It's the heart. It's the beat of the heart, guys. That's the drumbeat of life.
Thank you so much. You know, that's beautiful.
Wait, Durs, when you run a marathon, do you strap one of them little water packs on your back?
When you're training, you do. And I haven't done a marathon for 10 years. But like when you're training, you do. But when you're out on a marathon race, there's the people with like the cups. So you just snatch those and then you don't have to carry it.
Are you ever afraid that someone's going to just dose you? And you're just going to get a bunch of a glass of ecstasy.
That's a workaholics episode.
A cup of acid.
Well, let me start this off by saying nothing scares me.
Righty.
No, that thought never crossed my mind. But I guess that'd be a gift, wouldn't it? You'd be like, wow, I just ran a marathon high AF.
You've ran a marathon? You've done, what is it, 25 miles? 26? And you've done it?
26 point deuce. I did one, and I was like, wow, I don't need to do that again. That was stupid. Mostly the day of, you do the 26.2, and like that's far. But no one talks about how training up to that, you run hundreds of miles, like back to back, and you've run 18 miles like 5 or 6 times before you run the 26. And it's just it's like a full-time job outside of your job, and I don't give a fuck about like conquering that kind of shit. So did it.
And also, it's just like horrific for your body, right? Like the human body isn't supposed to be running that much.
Well, I mean, there's a whole bunch of dudes who'd be like, actually, you are supposed to run that much barefoot and naked with your nuts slapping against your thighs.
Those kind of people are in the drum circle, I'll tell you that. Well, at least the naked with your nuts slapping.
Exactly. I mean, it doesn't do my knees any favor, but my wife is invincible and she's run like 15 of them.
Wow.
So
I do want to try to do one once to say I did it, but like, just running like 6 miles is, my legs aren't stoked.
Half marathon is dope because you don't really, really need to be training like crazy. It's 13.1. You do that on the day. You're like, wow, that took a while, like an hour and a half or whatever. And then you're done and you can have the rest of your day. The next day you're not worked over, but you still feel like you did something people admire.
And then you could just leave off the half when you tell people and be like, yeah, I did a marathon yesterday. And they're like, you did a marathon? And you're like, yeah.
Right.
Dude, you could.
Yeah,
you could,
did a marathon.
Yeah, I did a half marathon.
You could do that right now, actually, without even doing the 13.
You could just lie. Just like, yeah.
Lie, yeah.
You could just say that to people.
Well, see, you're admitting the half. So you're not lying. You did do a marathon. You're just admitting the first.
Adam with his bid for politics right now.
Yeah.
I love it, baby.
Go ahead, buddy.
Half truth.
I feel like I'd be a really good politician. I've got the Gavin Newsom look, the hard hair look.
The wet hair. What would be your platform if you were going to run on something that you, not even that you thought would be like good for the nation, but that would make you win? What's the platform?
Oh, that's interesting.
Thank you.
Trump has proven that you need a strong merch game.
Yes.
So I'm just going to be nothing but fun merch.
Yes.
Yep.
Like piano ties? Like how are you going to stand out? He had a red hat. What's your merch?
A cowboy hat. A red, white, and blue cowboy hat.
Dude.
Okay.
With lots of feathers coming off the side of it. And then it says, let's make America even greater.
Oh, dude.
Than before?
Even greater than before it was.
Yeah, even greater than before it was.
Even greater than before, and then it's a period, and then it was.
What if you didn't have to vote for, let's say, the current political climate, the Bidens of it all, the Trumps of it all? You're not voting for...
There's two Trumps?
Yeah, baby!
The Trumps. Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Oh, my fuck.
You just voted for what you think they smelled like. So whoever you thought smelled the best.
Ooh, that is a really good one.
Oh, and we're dipping into like all the candidates we've been seeing?
Yeah. You know Kamala smells good. I bet she smells real good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she smells great. But I'm going for the guy who was like the governor of Montana.
Is that Buttigieg?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. No,
not that I know everything because I don't know this guy's name. But
what's wrong? What did I say? What did I say?
I think you just said the one you know.
Yeah, I just said the coolest name. I vote for the coolest name as a Newacheck.
Buttigieg was...
the Montana guy.
The South Bend mayor, yeah.
South Bend mayor.
And he's a put-together gay dude?
Yeah.
You know he's smelling good.
Hello.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I thought he smelled good.
Alrighty then.
I don't know if he smells great. I think he doesn't smell bad, but that dude from Montana smells good for sure.
Who is this dude from Montana?
I feel like people in Montana still wear a lot of cologne.
Right.
Like, I feel like a lot of the rest of the country was like...
Cologne smells like shit. I don't think cologne smells good.
At least we can agree on one thing. If it was by smell, we're not voting for Bernie. My God.
Smells like mothballs.
Probably stinks.
I bet Biden smells pretty good. I bet he's got a good stink.
There's no doubt in my mind he uses Brute. Brute, he's a Brute man.
Brute's a good smell.
Here's the thing. I think you have to at least pass a sniff test when you're a politician. Like, what stinking-ass politician?
I've smelled Biden before, and smells pretty good.
Yeah.
I buy that. I believe that.
He smells like soap. The guy's clean.
You gotta smell clean. My gosh, if you stink like shit and you're kissing babies, like, get off my kid, dude.
Well, see, I don't think Trump smells that good. You know that guy farts something wild.
He eats a lot of fast food, and we all know what happens when you're eating all that KFC, dog.
Yeah. Oh. That guy eats a lot of fast food. You know, I know that just escapes the butthole. You can't keep that trapped.
Dude, I have one thing from a fast food joint, and I'm just blowing up the joint.
His fat ass, his dump truck butt.
Hey, man, don't shit on dump truck butts, man. Those
yours is way tighter, bro. You've got skins.
Hey, thanks, man. Wait till I'm the president of the United States when I'm 70.
Alrighty then.
And you see my fat ass? That's when I'm gonna get deep into golf.
Wow,
I'm always out there golfing.
What if we were the people who like had the questions to come up for like the debate, and it was like, have you ever shit your pants? And they just had to be like, how do I answer this? It's relatable if I say I have shit my pants. If I say I haven't, I'm a fucking liar.
Who hasn't?
That would be great.
Yeah. This next question is real talk.
And by the way, Tom Steyer is the man I'm talking about.
Oh, Tom Steyer.
Tom Ace.
I mean, that is such a deep cut.
I think we're kind of forgot about Andrew Yang. Let him do his thing.
Gang, gang.
Oh, that dude smells good.
Yeah, he does.
He smells good.
I bet he's got some really bomb-ass cologne.
He's like CK1.
The only politician that probably smells bad is Bernie.
Bernie. Bernie be stinking, bro.
No.
Yeah. He doesn't care. He's too busy. He's just like, I got things to do.
Oh, that's true.
He smells like soup.
That's true.
Fish soup?
That bro smells like fish soup.
John Delaney does not smell good. We are dipping in the bag here now.
I feel like, yeah, you know what? I take it back. I bet Trump, even though he's for sure flatulent like a motherfucker.
Yes.
He seems pretty narcissistic.
Huh.
I bet he's doing all he can to...
Blame it?
He just like sticks a stick of deodorant up his ass every morning. Just there's like an Old Spice just hanging out of his ass.
Yes, he's extremely fragrant.
But it's overpowering. It's got to be overpowering.
When he walks in a room, you know
it. You smell him before he enters.
Everyone turns their head because they're like, Jesus Christ, my eyes are watering.
What's his deal? What's he eat a lot of? He's pretty... McDonald's or KFC? He's on the...
KFC.
Oh, dude. Do they still have the bowls?
No.
The buckets? Oh, the
bowls. Remember those bowls?
You can't fuck with those bowls. The bowls.
They now have the bowls upgraded to buckets.
No, but you remember it was like Thanksgiving in a bowl. It was fantastic.
So good. Did you just say Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
And by the way, take backs, it's Steve Bullock. He's the governor of Montana. He smells terrific.
No idea who that is.
Yeah, none of the, I don't know any of these people.
A lot of misinformation coming out.
Remember Tom Steyer.
Wait, you know who has to be funky? Beto O'Rourke.
Oh!
Has to be stankin'. That motherfucker cannot smell good.
Really? You don't think Beto smells good?
No. He's like, I'm out on the campaign trying to connect. Extra funky. I don't take a bath. I was in the band.
Yeah,
fuck
he's
off.
Just he definitely sweats a lot because he's in a hot climate.
Yeah, it, down in Texas. And I bet he was in a jam band at some point.
He was. He was in a band. That was his whole, like, I'm like, cool, but like, why? You stink, though. You have to stink.
Nothing wrong with stinking, by the way. Like, I, during this whole quarantine and shit, I probably put on deodorant like maybe 4 or 5 times. It's like,
well,
yeah. See, the thing is, there is something wrong with stinking.
What? What is wrong with it besides what culture tells you?
That's what, because it's yucky.
Stinky.
Why?
The receptors in my nose say, I don't like that.
Well, I guess if you're only around yourself, then sure. Personally, I like to smell clean for myself, but...
Get them.
Yeah, but I mean, really, when you think about it, why?
Because then people are put off by it and don't want to be around you.
People, so yourself. So you have a problem with your own self-image because you stink because of what culture and society tells you through commercials.
Yo, my fucking nose tells me that shit is funky. If you ever go to a gym or somewhere in public where people stink, it stinks.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
sure.
It stinks. Well put, Anders, yes.
I understand you have to take a bath, but to put on something that smells different than your own body, good, is a strange concept when you're like, what am I doing here? I'm putting...
Then why don't you walk instead of drive? What are you talking about? It is an improvement.
No, I'm talking about in quarantine. I'm talking about in quarantine.
So sure, to be around yourself and if you don't mind the smell of your stink, then sure, go for it. I personally... wash my dick area and my butthole area.
Yeah, baby.
I'm not even saying you shouldn't wash. I'm talking about putting on something else that smells like not human.
All right.
This is why I'm in the drum circle.
Yeah. And how come guys' deodorants, they're not a smell that you find in nature? Like, my deodorant is pure sport.
Yeah, baby.
What smell is that? I know I like it. I know I've grown to... like that smell.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, what is that? Why not just have something?
Kyle, here's the thing. You can smell natural, and that is fine. But what we have in this society and we're able to have is the ability to smell pleasant. And if you want to smell pleasant for yourself, if you catch a waft of your delicious, delightful deodorant, that's a cool option.
I'm just asking why we actually do it. Like, I understand that it's cool. It's the flavors are cool scent.
Because I enjoy good smelling stuff. I love good smelling stuff. It's one of my favorite senses.
It's like dyeing your hair.
You dye your hair just because?
And also, like, do you like candles? Do you like the house to smell good?
Yeah, exactly. Candles, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Pleasant smells.
I bet you've burned some, I know you have, burned some incense from time to time.
Of course, dude. I love candles. I love my smelly things. But I'm not advocating smelling bad in public, or I'm not even really advocating smelling bad in my own home by myself around my family. I'm questioning the societal rule of putting on deodorant to put a smell out there that's not, it's not human.
I don't even think it's societal. It's an American agenda, by the way. I don't think everybody rocks deodorant, right? Worldwide.
It's not a human scent, though. It's like you smell like fucking something that can't walk around. It's very strange.
But is it pleasant, though?
I don't think flowers can walk around. I still like to smell the roses.
Yeah, baby.
So what, do you think deodorant needs to smell like, like you're rubbing squirrel shit on your armpits? You're like, well,
no,
it
I just
is.
Think like you can block it. Like, they have deodorant that you can block, you know what I mean? Like, where it's just like, okay, it's just kind of more natural, which I'm down with, you know, but
sure. But aren't the natural deodorants, they kind of don't work that well though, right?
They don't work as well.
They're the worst.
Yes.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
I had my uncle Chris, for a time, he was only squeezing lemons under his arms and it smelled fine for a little bit, but it lasted maybe 5 seconds.
Right, right.
And then he was back to stinking.
Yeah.
But I love the smell of lemons.
It's like when you take a shit and then you like If you stink and then you do like the aerosol in the bathroom, nobody wants that. Just kill it right there. Like,
shout out to Glade.
Thank you. Yeah.
So wait, what are you saying? Don't use the aerosol?
I'm saying what Kyle's saying before, where you just don't use it, but like you do cologne or whatever. It's just both of them at the same time. So it's a wham and a bam. But if you wear deodorant, it covers up that smell, so you don't even fucking smell that.
You're saying your dookies are so bad that when you spray Glade, it smells like Dookie Glade. And it fucks up the good scent for you in the real world, because you're like, as soon as you smell lavender in real life, you're like, it brings back memories of Dookie.
That's some sense memory shit. That makes sense.
Alrighty then.
Okay, Thank you for your truth, brother. I appreciate that. Wow.
Hey, that's what you're going to get here. You're not going to get truth anywhere else. You get it here on This Is Important.
This is important.
I'll tell you that
much. True talk. True talk over here.
When we get back together, I do think it could make a fantastic episode if we all say we're not going to shower or wear deodorant that day, and we smell each other's armpits and we just rank who's the fucking worst and who's the best.
That's cool.
I like that.
Can't wait.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I do not look forward to smelling Kyle's armpits.
I automatically know that's just going to be ranked.
Yeah, baby.
No, because you know what? I'm going to be like dialing in my diet now so that I smell better.
Well, admittedly, you eat a lot of vegetables, right?
Yeah, that's all I eat.
Yeah, and that makes the worst, smelliest farts, and probably...
Right.
Well, because of the fiber.
Vegan farts are brutal.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, there's so much that goes into smell.
I don't know if they smell worse than when I used to just rock Carl's Jr. and fucking have a burger or something. I really don't think so.
Well, there's a difference between having a bad diet and eating meat and having a good diet.
Sure.
Like Carl's Jr. and eating like just their tacos and their, you know, shitty burgers.
Tacos at Carl's Jr.
We used to eat a lot of Carl's Jr. tacos.
That's Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
Oh, yeah. Jack in the Box.
In the Box.
I take it back.
No, you're right. I mean, dude, I'm not talking shit on meat eaters at all. You know what I mean?
It sounds like you're talking shit on Carl's Jr., bro.
No, that was my first job. One, much love. That was where I started, besides the paper route. First, I was a paper boy, and then I worked at Carl's Jr., a specialist.
Is that where the name Carl came from? Looking for a scoop.
Where did the name Carl come from?
That was from Paul Myers.
Oh, from Paul Myers. He got it messed up. He said, I was at my buddy's house, and the phone rang, and it was my mom. And then he said, hey, is there a Carl here?
Yeah, and lived on forever.
That's so tight. That guys, if you're listening at home, you got the scoop.
Yep, that's it.
You got
Carl Hevecek.
You got the scoop.
Yeah,
I think, but they put stuff in that food to make it smell a certain way. So then when you fart it, it's chemically designed and engineered to smell better than what God put on this earth to make vegan farts just funky as hell.
Sometimes when the homie that just ate Carl's Jr. farts, it makes me hungry.
Alrighty then.
I would totally believe that that's a part of the company's research and development.
Yeah, I want to get that R&D job where you just eat a ton of Carl's Jr. and then you sit in a room and they
fart in a suit.
They wait until you fart, and then they come in with a jar and capture it real quick.
They're like, yes. Yeah, that smells like a Western bacon.
Okay,
I'm hungry.
This is a Western bacon cheese.
Are you hungry? I'm hungry.
Wow.
What was the thing way back in the day where I wanted to capture David Boreanaz's fart in a jar?
Oh, it was like a sketch.
You worked on a set near him, so I think it was real.
Yeah.
I worked on Bones, and he was on Bones, but we were doing sketches, and I was like, I'm going to see if David Boreanaz will be down with this. It'll be us.
That was like your first attempt at stunt casting. You wanted to do a whole sketch about capturing his fart and trying to sell it on eBay because you could get close to him.
Yeah, and he always called me Big Dog because he didn't know my name, but Big Dog's arguably cooler than Andres.
Yandres.
Anders.
Yanders.
What's up, Drondre? It's
Big Dog!
My man.
It felt good. It felt good. You walk on stage and all of a sudden somebody's saying Big Dog.
Well, that's a good... A Big Dog, I feel like I would have been... What's up, Little Dog? And Little Dog isn't...
Little Scrappy.
That's not as good of a nickname.
Right.
I love all nicknames. I take them... like, if you call me Boss, if you call me... My guy, like, it's all good, man. I like it.
My guy is not a nickname. My guy is...
The way people say it to me?
I don't want to even waste my time remembering your name. Wait, what was your basketball nickname?
I wanted to call you Fuzz Bucket.
Ponytail?
Ponytail was my basketball name.
Ponytail, over here.
I kind of feel like Guy is a good name. Calling it, like, naming your kid Guy. That's a fun name.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's solid.
What's up, guy?
Solid. That's okay.
Guy Fieri.
The only guy I know was from Final Fight, the video game.
No, you know Guy Fieri, our hero. This podcast.
How can I forget?
Hero.
Right. You know Guy Pierce.
Guy Pierce.
I should say the first guy I ever knew was Guy from Final Fight, and I was in all the way.
Guy is fucking dope. Are there any guys out there? Like young guy, like actor dudes who are like, "What's up? I'm Guy. Welcome to my crib."
Yeah, we're just kind of sending out a signal for young guys if you're out there.
We'd love to have all you. The young guys out there.
Feel free to tweet at us.
I feel like if your name's Guy and you are between 25 and 45, you're going to be a fan of this podcast. I feel like
if your name is Guy Man Dude,
oh,
you're fucking killing it. What's up? I'm Guy Man Dude. Welcome to my crib. These are my cars.
Welcome to my Ponderosa.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Guy Man Dude is a star. So, Guy Man Dudes, do we have any takebacks, apologies, or compliments for this week? I'd like to take back right away. Kind of messing up Carl's Jr.
Mm-hmm.
with what? What was the?
You said they had tacos, and they never.
Yeah, I said they had tacos, and they don't have tacos.
Right.
So
right.
That was Jack in the Box, and I feel like a fool. Egg. On my face.
Right.
I'd like to take that back.
Right.
Carl's Jr. has eggs for breakfast, so maybe a Carl's Jr. egg on your face.
And I also would like to apologize to Kyle for just kind of immediately thinking, without really truly thinking about it, who would be the stinkiest if we don't shower and don't wash our underarms. I just kind of went straight to Kyle. But admittedly, I'm a sweaty boy. I do sweat. I run hot.
Mm.
So it might be me. I might come in stinking.
Right. That being said.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why I'm in the group is for those types of jokes to fall on, right? I mean.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
And here's directing. My compliment. My compliment to Kyle is that he stands strong. He is not anti-society. He is anti-group think. He's an individual.
Fringe. He's fringe.
And I appreciate anyone who can stand up for their own thoughts.
Yeah. No matter how stupid they are.
Unless they're crazy, harmful, or sometimes what he says. I do want to apologize to the people who type into the thing. I didn't read your chat. You said Bullock when I, like an idiot, said Stemp or whatever the other dude's name
Steyer, is. Steyer, Tom Steyer.
Steyer, thank you, Kyle. Compliment you on your memory. And I just want to take back how shitty I was about your back tattoos. But it has given me years of laughter. I want to compliment you.
Well, the one thing that I would like to take back would actually be tough because it happens to be the back tattoo.
You'd like to take back your own back tattoo?
Yeah, it is hard to look at in the mirror. Going to be hard to explain to my son what it is and what it means, especially since I lost the sentences that remind me of what the words were that meant so much to me when I was 24 years old. But I'd also like to compliment Anders for running a marathon. I think that's fucking sick, dude. Wow.
Big compliment.
Super dope. I know you're not into it anymore, but I think you did it like around the time we first met, and that's why I'm attracted to you.
What?
I think it was when we were writing season one of Workaholics, and I will fuck you.
Right.
Okay.
And Blake, you're up.
And, you know, I just want to say that these past few weeks, I've been doing a lot of Zoom promotion for my new shows, Woke, on Hulu Now. You can watch it. Please do. And also, Tigtone came out. You can watch it at midnight on Adult Swim. I've been doing so many Zoom interviews, and I was really starting to feel quite exhausted and sorry for myself. And then I thought to myself, you know what? Teachers are out there doing this shit every day with little kids. So just another big compliment to the teachers with all these little kids clocking in on Zoom every day. My goodness, you're heroes.
Hey, Blake, that actually seemed important,
and
that's kind of not what we do here on This Is Important.
That also felt like a plug in the guise of a compliment, which I can't help but realize.
Well, I liked that. I'd like to compliment Blake for getting his plugs in because I feel like that is important. By the way, watched 3 episodes of Woke. I liked it.
Thank you.
Oh, I finished the whole damn thing, man. It's great.
I think my boy Gunther is, I'm spacing out. I can't watch it all at once. Then it won't soak in.
There we go.
I binged it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to not do it all at once because then you forget if I watch a whole series of something in a day or 2 days, then 2 weeks later, I'm like, oh, yeah, I kind of remember that. But if I space it out, it sinks in. And that's what I can't wait to see what happens with specifically Gunther and his storyline. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Yeah, Thanks for watching. I appreciate that.
No problem. Yeah.
Thanks for supporting.
I'm going to watch it. I'm homeless.
Well, you know, you got a phone, so.
You can come over.
It's connected to 5G.
Oh, don't get me started on 5G.
What do you want to talk about? Let's do it, baby.
You can Google exactly what I know is not real.
Okay, and let's save it for the next podcast.
All righty.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week of This Is Important.
Yeah, baby.
All righty.
Oh, thank you, Blake, for the soundboard.
That's all right.
Big compliment on the soundboard. A
lot more where that came from.
Yeah, baby.
See you next week on...
This is important.
Bye.